HarperCollins presents The Breakup by Charlotte Barnes, read by Lauren Lockley. For every Lily, Betty, Cora, Molly and Faith I've known, I'm lucky there have been so many of you along this journey. Chapter 1. Neither of us knew where we were. We were taking the sat-nav at face value and hoping Google Maps would get us home, but it didn't matter how long it all took. We had that horrible lovesickness that radiates off happy couples, and it was bloody brilliant. After the day we'd had, there was no way we could be anything but disgustingly pleased with ourselves. I could already imagine the fake groans of the girls when I told them about the day and the sights and... Rowan reached over and squeezed my hand. I took a glance at his profile. It was dimly lit by oncoming headlights, and I could still see a smile teasing at his cheeks. He pulled over as soon as we found a pub. "This'll do, right?" He steered onto the car park and straight into a space, where we hurried to yank the handbrake on. "Edie Parcel?" "Yes, Rowan Ness." He smiled and let out a huff of air. "We're engaged." We chased each other along the car park and through the door of the pub. Our laughter grabbed everyone's attention, but we refused to apologise. I could only think, "I'm engaged," on a loop, as though that were a response to everything in the world now. Rowan leaned on the bar and waited for the woman behind it to migrate our way. "You kids eating?" she asked. Rowan glanced at me and I shook my head. Of all the pubs and all the country roads, we'd managed to stumble into the "they're not from around here" sort. There were awkward glances flickering in our direction long after our happy laughter had died away. And I wasn't convinced I could keep my glee in check for an entire meal without alarming or outraging someone, assuming we hadn't done that already. I caught the eye of an elderly farmer, who I flashed a wide smile to, only to have the expression met with a steel glare. "Just drinks," Rowan answered. "A lemonade for me and..." "You're not even having a sneaky one?" I asked. "Heck no. I'm driving important stuff around with you in the car parcel." I turned to the barwoman. "I'll have a lemonade too, please." "Edie, you don't have to..." "We can have a proper drink when we tell everyone." Rowan shrugged and turned back. "Two lemonades then, please, and whatever your..." His offer died out as the woman turned away from him. "Okay, never mind," he faced me. "I'll tell her when she's back." He held his hand palm up and out towards me, and I placed my hand into it. He laughed. "I want your phone." I dug around in my pocket. "Why?" "To turn it off." He powered down his handset and rested it on the bar. By then, the woman was back, setting two half pints of pop in front of us. "Thank you. Take one for yourself too?" Rowan handed her a £20 note and she smiled. "You're celebrating?" she asked when she gave the change back. Rowan nodded to me to break the news and I felt myself bounce. "We're engaged." I made the announcement with such enthusiasm that even the miserable sods around us murmured a congratulations. "Yes, we're engaged," I said again, but a little quieter. "Congratulations," she replied. We waited until she was out of earshot to pick up where we'd left off. "Why are we turning our phones off?" I asked, powering mine down too. Rowan eased it free of my hand and rested it on the bar with his. "Because from tomorrow, things are going to be mental. And we'll hardly have a minute to ourselves for bloody ages." He pulled me towards him. "And I'd like a minute or two with my future wife to myself. Is that okay?" "Future wife," I felt the phrase echo in my head. "Christ, wife." He laughed. "That usually comes after the engagement." I hadn't thought about it that way. I quickly tried to change the tone. "So, people know?"
"Nope."
"You didn't tell anyone?"
"Not true, actually. Sorry, your parents know because I asked them."
"You asked both of them?" He smiled. "I asked both of them whether they thought you'd say yes. I didn't ask their permission because you are your own woman and no man or woman owns you. But I wanted your mum involved because, well, why wouldn't she be?" I kissed him. "Bloody love you."
"Bloody love you.
So they know and the lads know but the girls don't. And mum and dad don't know you planned it for today?" He shook his head. "Not a clue, but I know the temptation will be great to get on the phone to Beth."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?